November is Cybersecurity Month, and scams are rampant right now. Scam artists are posing as the Social Security Administration, telling local customers that their Social Security numbers or driver's licenses are going to be blocked because of legal warrants. Don't fall for it. A local customer has lost $5,000 in a cryptocurrency scam after he wired money that he thought was going to a legit Bitcoin wallet. The site kept asking for additional money for account upgrades. The customer was contacted by the fake company through Facebook, which of course is a red flag. Fake UPS techs are asking you to answer 5 questions about a recent delivery. A local customer received texts and was offered a free iPad if the questions were answered. The catch? The customer had to pay $19.36 fee for shipping and handling. Now the scammers have his debit card information. Scammers are posing as Apple support, telling victims their iCloud account has been compromised. One local customer said he was told to log into his computer and go to a website and enter personal information. If you think you might have a problem with your iCloud account, definitely contact Apple directly. Don't fall for survey scams. A special deal for well-known brands appears in your email or online ads, saying, just click here for a coupon. When you click, you are one of the lucky few and qualify for a bigger deal, a special gift. Just complete a quick survey. In the end, you are asked to pay the normal shipping and handling fees, which will give the scammers your credit card information. Trying to lower your interest rate on your home loan? Don't fall for mortgage modification scams. Scammers call asking for upfront fees to pay for modifications. Hang up the phone and call a company that you can trust. There is a new outbreak of fake services offering to handle address change notifications. They massively overcharge and in some cases use payment information you provide for identity theft. Save yourself the time and money. Just visit the real United States Postal Service. Fake rental listings are popping up all over Craigslist. They claim to be moving and are out of state and unable to give viewings due to COVID. The scammers are telling victims to secure the house. Then an application needs to be filled out with personal information and a wire deposit must be made. Don't be a skimming victim. Thieves attach a device to the front of card readers to steal information from credit cards. There's an increase in scams at gas pumps because many readers still use old magnetic stripes, which were supposed to be phased out. If you pay at the pump, check the reader for signs of tampering, or better yet, use a card with a security chip or pay cash. More customers will likely be doing their holiday shopping online this year due to COVID. If you're shopping online, be sure to go to websites that you can trust. Also, be sure your antivirus software is up to date, and don't forget to check those refund exchange policies and shipping dates.